This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government today appealed to all party leaders to allow parliament to function smoothly. Briefing media at the Parliament House today, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on 8th of this month and on electoral reforms on 9th December.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak.
Earlier in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day, following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Union Minister for State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has said, government has decided to conduct consensus in 2027 and it will be held in two phases. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Rai said, in the first phase, house listing and housing census will be conducted from April to September next year, followed by second phase. He said, population enumeration will be done in February 2027 with reference date of 1st March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous area of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where it will be done in September 2026 with reference date of 1st October 2026. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today clarified that the Sanchar Sathi app is not a surveillance app but enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent and easy-to-use tools. In a social media post, Mr. Scindia said Sanchar Sathi is both an app and an portal that is completely democratic and fully voluntary. He said digital security of every citizen of the country's government's topmost priority. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Teerth today. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey toward building a developed and superior India, with service and good governance as key priorities. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted a successful high-speed rocket sled test of a fighter aircraft escape system at controlled velocity in Chandigarh today. The Ministry of Defence said that the test validated canopy severance, ejection sequencing and complete aircrew recovery. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented Indian Air Force, DRDO and industry on the successful test. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said that the Indian Air Force's IAF C-17 transport aircraft carrying a self-contained modular field hospital, over 70 medical and support personnel and essential vehicles landed in Colombo today. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar noted that India continues to support Sri Lanka's efforts at flood relief. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam began with a grand opening ceremony at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath jointly inaugurated the event. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said Prime Minister Narendra Modi initiated the first edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam in 2022. And that is the end of this news bulletin.